The $2 trillion spending package signed into law by President Trump at the end of December earmarks some $284 billion for businesses. That will come as a relief for many, but for thousands of small firms, it's too late. From our daily economics podcast, The Indicator from Planet Money, Stacey Vanek Smith and Brittany Cronin spoke to a business owner forced to file for bankruptcy because no one helped her with one of her biggest costs, her rent.
Daniela Stromberg. She's the owner of Demai Urban Spa in Brooklyn, New York. When she opened back in 2004, Daniela wanted to create a little oasis where you could come in, kick back, and, you know, treat yourself.
Yeah, spa.
And over the years, she developed a little community. Most of her customers were regulars, and many of her workers had been with her for more than a decade.
Back in June, her spa was temporarily closed under New York shutdown orders. And Daniela suspected it would be months before she could open again.
I kept waiting for our government to make a plan.
After closing her spa in March, Daniela Stromberg went looking for help anywhere she could find it. She applied for one of the PPP loans from the government, and she was approved.
But those loans helped businesses cover payroll. And Daniela didn't just have payroll to worry about. She also had to pay rent, around $28,000 a month.
I'm a day spa. I'm utterly vulnerable. So how would I then pay the full rent?
Daniela turned to the one person who could really help her solve her rent problem, her landlord.
I needed an exit strategy.
Then, in July, Daniela caught a break. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that New York City would enter phase three of reopening, which meant that spas could reopen.
Daniela and her staff started coming early, staying late.
But the numbers just weren't adding up. Daniela could only open two of her seven treatment rooms because of social distancing. So even after reopening, Daniela's revenues were down 70% from the previous year.
And then in September, Daniela received a final offer from her landlord. It was 2 months of half-off rent, and if she wanted an additional month at 50% off, she would have to sign 5 more years onto her lease.
What did he think was happening in 2 months? Like, that's just magic thinking.
Daniela was at the end of her rope. She told her landlord she would be out by the end of the month.
Daniela's spa is one of more than 100,000 small businesses estimated to have closed this year.
When a business closes, it's still on the hook for the money it owes. Some business owners, like Daniela, file for bankruptcy as a way to deal with their outstanding debts.
Kate Waldock is an economist who specializes in corporate bankruptcy. She says when a business closes, it sets off a chain of reactions that ripples through the economy. First, the business owner stops paying their landlord.
Then the landlord isn't making any money. And chances are they probably can't lease that space to a new tenant. And so it's probably sitting empty. And so all of a sudden, the landlord can't make mortgage payments to the bank.
When the virus is finally under control and businesses can start reopening again, Kate says it will take a lot of cash to jumpstart the economy.
But for Daniela Stromberg, it's just too late.
Stacey Vanek Smith,
Brittany Cronin, NPR News.